This is Andy with the Full Tilt Devi Podcast, back with another recap from week three of the college football season. And it is officially DEFCON 1 for the Alabama offense after an embarrassing hangover game against South Florida. Elsewhere, we saw Colorado Buffaloes coming back to earth by just sneaking out a victory in overtime against in the Rocky Mountain Showdown against Colorado State. And we also have to talk about Malik Nabers and LSU. And finally, does Drake May finally have a wide receiver one? But let's start with Alabama. Things are not looking good for the Tide. This team looks more like the Alabama of the early 2000s than it does the powerhouse dynasty that we were used to from the last decade and a half. They essentially don't have a quarterback. We saw Tyler Buckner come out there. He was benched for Ty Simpson early in the game. This is a game where Bama was favored by over 30 points, and went into the half tied at 3. Now, Simpson, for whatever it's worth, looked okay out there. He did take 5 sacks, but he did get the win. Their defense is still good enough to keep them in the top half of the SEC, but that's really all I'm willing to give them credit for at this point. The team is really just not in good shape. Again, we didn't see anything from the wide receivers. Roydell Williams paced the game for Alabama with 128 yards on the ground. And that should really tell you all you need to know about the state of the program right now. Moving on to primetime, after some pregame exchanging of words about hats and sunglasses, Coach Prime and the Buffaloes were nearly stunned at home on Saturday night by Jamie Norvell's Colorado State Rams. The Buffalo offense still ran like a well-oiled machine, with big days from Shedeur Sanders and the wide receivers Xavier Weaver and Jimmy Horn. But the Rams, I won't say they kind of exposed it. We saw it earlier in the season, but the fatal flaw of this team is definitely the defense, and particularly the secondary. Now, we know Travis Hunter, who's playing both ways, is a stud. He was unfortunately had to leave last weekend after a dirty hit by Colorado State. But it seems that teams that can pass, which obviously doesn't include Nebraska, who they played earlier, they've got an easy time moving the ball on this Colorado defense. We saw Torrey Horton get 15 catches last week. So they're going to have a big test next week against Oregon in Eugene on the road. It could be a shootout like we saw week one against TCU, but it could also be Colorado's reckoning. We know Bo Nix and Troy Franklin and that offense are going to be throwing the ball around a lot. So I'm excited to find out what happens there. Next up, we got to talk about LSU. The Tigers secured a convincing win on the road in the SEC against a pretty good Mississippi State team. And it was behind Malik Nabers, who went absolutely crazy with 13 catches for 239 yards and a couple touchdowns. He caught every ball that was thrown his way. And it's performances like that that make it easier for guys like me and John, my co-host, to comfortably say that Nabers is a top five wide receiver in this 2024 class. Last week, we talked about how we needed to take kind of a wait-and-see approach for that second tier of wide receivers behind Marvin Harrison Jr. And now, with that performance, Nabers leads the country in yards per route run for wide receivers with at least 24 catches on the year. So, looking very good. He's putting together two, you know, back-to-back seasons where he's looked really good. I'm feeling better and better about having him near the top of my rankings. Another big wide receiver performance came out of Chapel Hill, where we finally can hopefully say Drake May has his wide receiver one. And he plays a familiar position for that QB, and it's, of course, his slot wide receiver. In this case, it was transfer from Georgia Tech, Nate McCollum. I've been on the record as saying McCollum is the wide receiver you wanted this year, despite the hype surrounding DeVontez Walker. Unfortunately, the NCAA and its list of secret arbitrary rules have made it impossible for DeVontez Walker to ever play this year, which is disappointing for everyone, including myself. You never want to win I won't say win, but you never want to be right on a take like that. But in any event, it is nice to see someone emerge for May. McCollum finally played a full game. He was targeted on nearly 50% of his routes, caught 15 balls for 165 yards and a touchdown. He's not much of a yak guy, which is troubling for a slot receiver, kind of undersized, but he does seem to have the confidence of May, which is good for your May shares if you have them. I know we were worried for the first two weeks there. But that's all I really got for the update on week three. Full Tilt Devi Show is obviously going to be back again this week with myself and John Arrington. I will once again press him on Luther Burden, so that should be fun. And we'll, of course, touch on some stuff coming up here in week 4 to get you ready. So I hope to see you guys there. Enjoy the rest of your week.